Okay. Today is Daf Ayin Hey, second to last block in the Mazar. And we're on an Ayin Dalet on the base. So the Mishnah had mentioned, four lines of bottom, the words about Mem and Agba. So the Mishnah had mentioned that a guy had lined the wine press, the wine pit, then dealing with the tar, then you have to need Nigu in order to be Mekahar the press. So the Gemara asks, but Mem and Agba. So what do you mean? What does this Nigu mean? It's wiping down. What is that? So Rav Amar B'mayim. Rav says you use water to wipe it down. Rav Amar Barachan Amar B'Efer. He says you lose some sort of ash, right? Some sort of scrubbing material, something, some sort of detergent, I think it is, to rub it down. The Gemara asks, wait a second. Rav Amar B'mayim, B'mayim lo B'Efer. Rav says only B'mayim and not B'Efer. And Rav Amar Barachan Amar B'Efer, B'Efer lo B'mayim. He says they're mutually exclusive. You only need one. That can't be. So Gemara says, Ella, no. Rav Amar B'mayim B'Hudin L'Efer. Rav says it's water and also Efer. And Rav Amar Chana Amar L'Efer B'Hudin L'Mayim. They both say you need Mayim L'Efer. So why are they each saying it differently? So they say the low pligi, there's no machlokas. Ra Hai V'Retifta Hai V'Yabashta. It depends on whether or not what type of, whether there was any moisture left in the press. Rashi says, if it's B'Retifta, Rashi says B'Retifta Sheyesh Bal Lichluch L'Siyayin. If there's any moisture inside, there's still any moisture in the wine. So then you need to put the apron in there. It's the absorption material to absorb the rest. Right? So then, notain apron tchila, the shashay, to rub it, achtehe neguva, until it's all rubbed down, v'yafrakach mayim. But v'yabeshta, if it's already dry, then mayim tchila. Then you use the water first. Mayim goes first, v'yafrakach apron m'shashay. And then you put the apron in to dry it up. You have the water in there. You want to dry it up. Bottom line is, you have to put something in to dry it up. So it's not a machlokas. So the Gemara says, Itmar be Rav Mishmei de Rav, Amri Tarti, sorry, I read that wrong. So Itmar be Rav Mishmei de Rav Amri, in the house of, in the basement of Rav, they said Tarti plus, and Shmuel Amr plus Arba. What does that mean? Tarti plus Arba. So there's three ways to learn it. I have a chart. If anybody wants to look at the chart, three ways to learn it is the machlokas Rashi brings down from his Rebbe, Rashi brings down from his father, and the Re has a way of learning it. So my buddy Simon Wolf from Beit Shemesh has the chart on his website. No, it's two pages. That's enough for you. So basically, what we're going to do, so how are we going to read it? Rashi says Tarti Tlus, whether two or three, and Shmuel says three or four. So two or three, Rashi, Sarki class. The Retipta, when it comes to the Retipta, if it's wet, then you only need two, right? You need Efer Umayim. It's a two-page chart. You're not going to get it for both. You need both pages. Right? The Retipta, Tarti Efer Umayim. First you use the ashes and then Mayim. And the Yabeshtam, when if it's dry, you use Tlas, Mayim Efer Mayim. Right? But Shmuel says Tlas Vidala. He says no. Plus, spirit tip, though, when you're talking about a wet one, so then you need afer, mayim, and afer again. And apo pisha chosev enosin mayim lahavir or afer, and even at the end, keep in mind that the last thing is always going to be water to wipe away the afer. There's always going to be last water. The question is whether you count that last water. So he says, Rashi says, Shmuel had said, plasper tip, though, afer, mayim, the afer, the apo pisha chosev enosin mayim lahavir or afer at the end, hanu mayim lokachoshev, the lavu sum negiva. That's not for negiva, that's nekias. Elin Linkosum and Afer. Vidala Biyabeshta, you need four Biyabeshta, you need Mayim, then Afer, then Mayim and Afer. Well, Mayim Ashmay Lokashiva. Right? And so the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is whether you need Afer once or twice. Right? Rashi points out, Rav Lobo Afer Elachad Zimna, Ushmuel Bala Afer trades in the Bamer Tip to Bamer Yabashta. He needs you both, had to have it both. That's Rav and Shmuel. So the Mara says, Besura Masnu Hachi. That's how they learned it in Sura, right? Two and three, three and four. The Fulvadisha Masnu, Bey Rav Amir Mishmeid the Rav plus Arba, Shmuel Amar Arba Bechamish. Bey Rav says 3-4, and Shmuel says 4-5. Below Pligi, and we're going to learn the way Rashi learns from the Shita of his father. Below Pligi, between Surah and Fulvadisha, Surah and Fulvadisha of the Machlokas, whether it's 3-4, whether it's 2-3-3-4, or 3-4-4-5, there's Mark Lachashim Mayi Basrai, or Mark Lachashim Mayi Basrai. The question is whether or not you count the last watering. So let's look at Rashi. Look at Rashi below Pligi, the long Rashi, and we're going to start the long Rashi, in the fourth line, it says Istim Mefarshi. We'll explain it from there. But Istim Mefarshi, Lo Pligi, right? Lo Pligi, what is that, Zion? Below Pligi, Hani Lishne the Sur Tumpadisya, they don't argue. Ela the Sur Lo Choshed Mai Basurai, Sur doesn't count the clean cleansing water at the end. The Tumpadisya Choshevu, Tumpadisya counts it, that's why they have an extra thing at the end. Ava Rabu Shmuel Pligi, Rabu Shmuel both are holy, right? The Hachi Pei Rushu the Milsa Tarti the Fus. And this is how you explain 2 and 3, which is Sura's way, according to Rab. Tarti Bi Abeshta, 2 when it comes to a dry gut, which is Mai the Aether, at Tlasper Tifta, Aper Mai the Aether. Okay? 3, 4, that Shmuel Amar Tlasper Tifta Kitakamarta, which would mean Aper Mai the Aether. Ababi Yabeshta, if it's dry, you need Dalit. Mayim Aper, Mayim Aether. The Bekulu, but in an Aper Tre Zimni. According to Shmuel, you need Aper twice. Uba Pumpadisha, Mastularab Tlasper Dalit. They say 3 and 4. Why? The Bi Yabeshta Tlasper, which means Mayim the Aether, and then they count the last cleansing. Another Mayim. Mayim Aper, Mayim. Mahainu Naimi Kitsura, it's the same thing as Surah, El Dahani Kakashit Mayabasrai. They're counting the last water that used for cleansing. Ubiratipta, Dalit, 4. Afer Mayim, Afer Umayim. Ushmul Biratipta, when it comes to Ratipta, Shmul says 4, like we said. Afer Mayim, Afer Mayim. Aval Biyavesta, if it's dry, you need 5. Mayim the Afer, Mayim the Afer Umayim. The Yavesta Nami Bay Trace in the Afer. You need the Afer twice there also. The Lo Pligi, Hanaf to Surah to Padisa. Al Rabu Shmul Pligi. Rabu Shmul both, they argue. Be a besta, bain be the sewer, bain be the producer. They need, when it comes to a dry one, they have it in my focus. The Rav lo boy, Aper Elachad Zimna, Ushmu Bali Trey Zimna, and here we have it. Loshan Abba Mori, Menuchosa Kaba, Behun Yerbe. He quotes Rav Yitzvah, his father. I don't know anywhere else in Shas he quotes Rav Yitzvah. We know he quotes him in his first Rashi in Chumash. But, quote. Yeah. Yitzvah Odezar is the only that Rabbi Schwartz said there. What about the first? Oh, it could be a different review. The Taz there says, Loshan Abba Mori. Interesting. Okay, fine. So that's the case there. Next. Now the Gemara is going to ask the question, how will you machshir the kelim that are used by a guy in the press? So, boy, my name is Rabbi Vo. Honey, gurgei de arimoi. These are some sort of netting. It's some sort of netting that you would put the grapes in and then drop it down. Right, that they were, and they were made out of rope or something like that. My, how do you master them? So Amaluhu, Rabbi Yavo answered them to Nisua. We learned this in a brisa. Hareishayu gitav ubeis badav tameyim. His gut and his base bad. Those are the two places. One you use to press wine, grapes. One you use to press olives. So they're tamed, right? They're blua with tame wine or tame shemen. Ubikesh lasosam b'tara. Now he wants to master them. He wants to do it with tara, right? So you can so hadapin. Right, the dapin is some sort of boards, I think, that you would put on top of the grapes to press them down. So the dapin, right, v'ha adoshim, I think that's the press itself, where you actually put the grapes in. V'ha lulavim, these are some sort of brooms that you would sweep up to capture the grapes that rolled away. How do you clean them? Madichan, you do madichan. What's madichan? Madichan means you just sort of, Rashi says, b'mayim, right? You put your madichan. Rashi says, it's an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, "Maticha b'mayim v'al mishna zol yesh lismoch she ain't tzarich efer legat." He goes, "Wait a second! Didn't we just say you need an efer to clean the gat? And here we're saying you just need water. You just need to spritz it with water to clean the gat, right?" So he says, "That's no, because it's you see from here that the brisa argues in the mishna, there's all my folks in the gear, so also but you don't need the efer. You just need the water. So that's how you clean. That's how you clean the gat, right? But we still get to our case yet. The hakolim, right? These are the these are some sort of ropes that you sort of, I think you kind of attach the grapes to them, and then you put them into the netting. I don't know what he defines the hakolim as. Right, the hakolim, right, Rashi says, these are the netting, okay, the hakolim, you're the guru of the mar, the hakolim, right, so that's our answer. So our hakolim, shel nitzar v'shel bitzput, if they're made from sort of some sort of leaves, or Rashi says from canvas, right, bitzput, Rashi says canvas. They're balea a lot more. They're balea more. So if I call them shalitzah shalitzah minagwa, then you have to do this nigun, which is the Mayan Afer concept, right? But im shal shifa vishal gemi, if they're from shifa or gemi, which is another type of material, which apparently is balea even more, some sort of gemi, like a rubber material. I don't know what it is. Shifa or gemi. If it's from shifa or gemi, then miyashnon shtemus achodesh. You can't use them you have to use them for, you have to wait 12 months. Apparently, this is where the Chacham Sidra is the cheaper, the famous Chacham Sidra. Because if you can't catch something, you leave it for 12 months, you can use it for 12 months. Whatever, it's the whole issue with the Somech on that. But you see from here, you leave them for Miyashin for 12 months. Okay? So, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Menichem Bikat Legat Valabai. You just leave them from one present season to another present season. In other words, you don't have to wait necessarily 12 months, it's from one season to the next season. We see from here that the Gugri de Anramai, right, you need. Right, if it depends on what they're made from. If they're made from the summer bits puts, then you do nigel. If they're made from sheep or for gemi, then you have to wait 12 months. I wonder if you have to do the tahara process and wait 12 months, or it's just only 12 months. I wasn't sure. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The first Tanakhama says you have to wait 12 months. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says we got lekat ba'alavad, but the season is every 12 months. So Gemara says, I have Tanakhama. That's the same thing as Tanakhama. It's 12 months. So what's the machlokas? Gemara says, what's the difference? So ikibinayu bechorfei ba'afle. Bechorfei ba'afle. Rashi says. We got legat pamim shein yosim and yud beis chodesh the afle pamim shein yesh pakos kagon becharfi. It depends. Sometimes the seasons come earlier. Sometimes based on the weather or based on a leap year or something like that, the grapes will ripen. Grapes will ripen either quicker than 12 months or longer than 12 months. So according to the one who says 12 months, it's 12 months and it's kosher. According to the one who says it's from season to season. It's not necessarily dependent on the actual time. It's dependent on the ripening and on the season. So sometimes it's going to be longer, sometimes it's going to be shorter. Whenever that season, the new season approaches, whether it's longer or shorter, that's when you can use these materials. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, wait a second. I wrote to the Taran Miyad. Let's say you have these akolin, right? Right. You said you have to wait 12 months. You have the akolin of Shifa and Gemi, right? You want to be Taran Miyad, right? You don't want to wait 12 months. So what do you do? Magi Ilan Virotchim. You can put them in boiling water. You can do Haggalah. Because, why Haggalah? Because these things are used with sonia, right? There's no, just, so you do Haggalah. Magilan, Rashi says, or Rashi? Magilan, you do Gila. Blood, or Choltam b'mezeitzim. Or you can cook them in water that you cooked olives in. Apparently that would be sufficient to, Rashi says, Choltam b'rotin, or Magilan b'mezeitzim. Rashi says, Derech l'bashal zeitzim, yos rakim l'hochi shuman. I guess the oil comes out, and you can put them in that oil, and that's enough to depolate the Yisr. Right? Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishum Yossi Omer, Menichem Tachat Sinor Shemeimah Mekalkin, O Mayon Shemeimah Rotvim, the Kama Ona. You can leave them under some sort of flowing water, from a faucet or from a Mayan. You can leave it under for an Ona. You leave it under for an Ona, that kashers them also. So Gemara then says, Kederash Amr Mayanesah, Tach Amr Bitaros. And the same way, you can kasher from Mayanesah, you can kasher it for taharos. Much as papayaya, we're talking about. The Bryce is talking about taharos. With taharos, kamayri. There's no elo. The other way around. Kederos on taharos. Just like our Bryce says, how you can kasher these utensils from tumma to make the tahar. Tach on yayin nesach. The same way, that's how you can kasher them if they were used for yayin nesach. Right, and that's how we got the answer. The original question was, Gurgari de armai mai. And now we have the answer because. We learned it out the case from Tumah, and since you can learn it from Tumah, you can learn from Yayin Nesach, and now we have the answer. So the Gemara then says, what Kama Ona? It says you can leave it under these dripping, under the flow of water for an Ona. How much is an Ona? So Amr B'chiyah Bar Abba, Amr B'yochlan, O Yom O Laila, either a day or a night. Rabbi B'chiyah Bar She'ina, Amr Rabbi Barachana, Amr B'yochlan, Chati Yom V'chati Laila. Not half a day or half a night. Either a full day or a full night, or half a day, half a night. So where it says, Amar Rav Shmuel by Yitzhak, there's no machlokas, they're talking about the same time period. Ha, v'tkupas nisam v'tishrei, ha, v'tkupas talas v'tavus. Depends on when he's putting it over. In the tkupa of nisam v'tishrei, the times, the day and night are very similar, right? The zmani ayon, the laila, and the day are exactly 12 hours. So that's why you can use yom or laila, 12 hours. The idea is 12 hours. V'ha, the shir of chatzi yom v'chatzi laila, that's v'tkupas talas v'tavus. That's when either the days are long or the nights are long. So if it's during the day, and the day is in the summer months, and the day is really long, you just need 12 hours. It doesn't necessarily have to be the entire day. Whatever it takes during the day, you can have 12 hours. In the winter, when it's very light, when it's light for a long time, so you say chatzi laila, I don't necessarily say chatzi is half, because that means, it just means that you have to have the 12 hours. So even if it's dark for 12 hours, it's not the entire night period, because it gets dark at 4 o'clock, then it's okay. As long as you get the 12 hours in. Rashi says, right, b'tchupas nisam v'tishrei, shayom v'layla shavim, o yom o layla, u'tchupas tamos v'tevish, ein yom v'layla shavim, chatzi yom v'chatzi layla, the yud v'shal shleimos v'inam. You see, 12 hours, depending on the time of the year. 12 hours, period, 12 hours. 12 hours. So if it's during the times of the year when it's equally 12 hours, or 2 days a year, so that means Yom or Laila. But if it's not equal day or night, so they say if half the night, half the day, as long as it equals 12 hours, it's fine. So now the Gemara is going to bring down how you kosher other kalim that are used for Goyish wine. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Hani Rivokei to Aramoi. These are some sort of bags that you put the dregs in, right, in order for them to drip out. I believe. If I'm wrong, tell me what the Rebbe says. Right? Hani Rivokei to Aramoi. Because Rashi's, right, the sentiment goes in there. Rashi says, Mishmeret, Kimin Sakin, Shenosin Behem Shmarim, You put the shmarin, the dregs, in order for them to drip out the remainder of the wine. So, right? Yeah, the guy used them. The guy used them. You want to caution them. Yeah. So then, Isaiah, if they're made from human hair, medichon, you can just spray water on them, right? You just wash them with water. Because the Messiah actually shall say, Adam, below bloy tuva, hair doesn't really absorb. Which is the whole thing about, wet hair on Shabbos. There's no really speak to the Seyar, it comes into play there as well, right? So if it's the Messiah, Medichon. If it's the Amra, if they're made from wool, Menagva, then you have to do the Nigav, which is the Afer and the Mayim. Dichtana, I think it's made out of linen, right, Christian? Dichtaya, right? Dichtaya, Miyashna, you have to leave it for 12 months. The Iga Kitre, and if there are, if they're tied and there are knots on it, Sharilu, before you master it in any way, you have to untie the knots. Right? Kitre, I believe, are knots. Okay. Next case. Hane Dikule de Chalsa de Aramoi. These are some sort of basket or some wicker or sieves type that they were made from leaves, and I guess they would put the wine in there to separate whatever sediment is left over. Some sort of sieve. So the chiti bechevle ditsuri, if they are tied together with some sort of palm leaves, then I think that's what it means, right? Then medicha. Then you can just wash them with water in the tar. Ditsavsa, if they're tied together with some sort of gemi, right? Ditsavsa min gemi. Rashi says lishka. I don't know what lishka means, right? It's a more absorbent material. What does he say that gemi is? What is it the sieve says? Okay. I don't know what that means. Okay. Sorry. So then you need lemagvon. If it's dichta, again, if it's with pishton, then miyashnon, then you have to leave it for 12 months. East by kitrein, if it has these knots, right? Sorry, we have to untie them first. Next, the margin of machlokas depends on the material. Some material is more absorbent than others, so it depends on the material that you use. So much long time. But they did say though. And if you want to kasher them, you could kasher them. I don't know how you would kasher these. I don't know how you could do hagalah on these baskets. Rashi, we said before, right? Rav Yosi Omer Harosi LaTaran Miyad. You could be Magilam Berodkin or Cholta Bemezesim. Because when you do hagalah, when you do hechsher kalim, it's like a punning chadashis balakam. It's almost like a geirus. We'll see that today. Like tefilas kalim, but it's a new kalim, so that you can do it right away. If you don't have that, you can just let them sit for the 12 months, and then the Isser is pulling by itself. Right. I think so. I don't know why the din of Rav Yossi wouldn't apply here as well. Okay, now the Gemara is bringing machlokas, where you have a tame person touched a cluster of grapes that's in the press. Is that mitame all that's in the press as well? So itmar, ama aretz, right? We have an ama aretz. The chachamim where goes there tuma on an ama aretz, right? Probably the same thing applies to a guy who puts his hand in. He puts his hand into the gat, and he touches the cluster of the grapes. And they're all, I guess the grapes are all sitting in one. There's liquid in there. So he touches them. So Rabbi Chia. Chadamar, one says, Eshkol the kol sivosel tmeyim. He says the cluster of grapes itself, and any of the wine that's touching the grapes there, is tamei. The kol hagat kulo is with Torah, but the rest of the God is power. And the Chadam, and the other one, Dhamma says, the tuma spreads into the entire God. Figure out how to explain that my focus. Some say that we're talking about that it's Tofeach, but maybe we're talking about whether it's the tumor spreads. The question though is though, will remind the armor eshkol because we're supposed to tomei and because gas pool to hora. Maishnami how does on? According to the first mind armor who says that it's that the eshkol and everything that's surrounding it is tamei, but the rest of the gas is tar. Why is this any different from what we learned in our mission of Taharos? That shemet sheretz hanitz shenitzah berechayim, right? The sheretz, right? The creepy crawly thing that's tamei is found in the rechayim, sort of in the mill, right? Ain't a matan matame elamikol mego. It's only matame when it touches. The im hayu mashke lahalech. But if there's some sort of liquid over there, hakol tamei. Then not even what the sheretz touches, but the liquid is almost like a connector to everything else, and it makes everything else tamei. So why here in this case you have the liquid in the gut? Why does that not connect the rest of the contents of the gut to make it tamei? The Gemara says hasam lo mafsik velo mide. Over there, there's no hefsek. Hacha mafsik eshkolios. The way it's over here, Gemara seems to be saying that you have clusters of grapes, and then there's wine, you know, around it. There's another cluster of grapes. It almost acts as a barrier, so it doesn't allow the water to protrude any further. That's a barrier. The tumah stops there. As opposed to the case of the sheretz, there was nothing to stop the liquid, and it spread everywhere. So, overly rabbanim Rav Yirmiya. So the chachamim made a harad, made a psak. But armily lebrei the Rav Yirmiya. Some say they said it to the son of Rav Yirmiya. Kedivrei haomer eshkol because he goes to tmeiim b'chol got cool to hora. If you touch that cluster and anything that surrounds it or touches that cluster, that is usher. But beyond that is not tamei because. The next eshkol, I guess, is a barrier and it stops it. Okay, next. Mishnah talks about, today's time, all talk about Hechsher Kalim. Kashering Kalim. So, just to dig, I'll give a hakdam a little bit from Rav Avadi Yosef and Yechavadas in Sidon Memdalid, in Chelik Dalit Sidon Memdalid, which is a very good summary just of the halachas quickly, and then we'll read it to you inside the Gemara. So it says, "Maseches of a bazaar mavur Yisrael shakona megoi kli seuda chadashim." If you buy new meal utensils, define what's new. You have to find what's for a meal. But kli seuda from a guy, bein shel matechos, bein shel zechuchis, whether they're from metal or they're glass. Again, machlokes the rice of the rabbanon. Most hold that glass is the rabbanon. Whether they're metal or glass, sarich latzvilam the mikvah kasher. You have to be told with them in a kasher mikvah. 40 saw, minimum 40 saw. We'll learn that in Gemara also. Some call mikra parshas midyon, and we learn that for the pasuk in midyon. We'll see again the Gemara. Called davar sheyavo be'esh tavir be'esh v'tara ach mei nida v'mei didchate. Okay, and the Yerushalmi gives the tam. Why gives a reason? Why do you have to be tamei them? I mentioned this earlier. V'nas the tam is every Yerushalmi v'fisha yotzu mitzumas hagoyim v'netasu v'kedushas Yisrael. It's almost like a geirus, so like a geir the kalim. It goes after the tumah of the Yisrael into the kedusha of the Yisrael. So therefore, lachein afilu him kalim chadashim. Even if they're brand new kalim that a goy never used them, never used them to unim tzvila. You need tzvila. And then he says, but nechlo aposkim is machlokas. Major machlokas is shown him in chiyav tzvila between matachos elim in a Torah or rafi derabanan. If this is a din deraisa or a din derabanan, and if it's a din derabanan, the pasuk is only an asmach ba'alma. The whole concept deraisa derabanan, but kli matachos, kli chukas, it's pretty clear that it's a derabanan. Kli matachos with the metal. Whether that's a direct the rabbanon is machlokas. The second Talmudis, I think, brings up 40 shukas on either side. So too the Rav Avadia. He says, according to Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos in Yoma, Tzvilas Min Torah. According to the Tosfos in Yavamos, it's also Min Torah. The Baal Eshkol, the Rash Torah Savayis, the Ra'an Bedek Avayis, the Isra Beheter, they all say it's their Isa. Against them, there's the Rambam, machlokas in the Rambam, because he says that he may hold that it's Mid Rabbanon. And then so is the Rokeah, and so there's the Meiri, the Ran, the Ritva, the Rashbits. They say that the Rambam holds it's the Rabbanon. Some say the Rambam holds it's the Raisa because it's the different Sofrims. That may mean a Limud, and that doesn't necessarily mean the Rabbanon. Okay. The Ramban on Parshas Matos, he says, leaving the Harher, to Chiyat Tzvilas Obeim of Reyim. So it seems that the Ramban on in our Torah seems to say it's the Rabbanon. So is the Or Zerua, the Orchis Chaim, the Radvaz. That's that. Fine. That's basically the introduction. About us. Let's see a lot of the side. Hopefully, we'll get back to this. Ravaji talks about the shiloh that he has is whether you can eat or drink in a kiosk or a kosher restaurant, and the restaurant uses kalim that were bought from a guy that needs tefillah, but they weren't told of that. A kosher restaurant that's not told of the kalim. A kosher restaurant in America would be easier because they're buying it from a guy distributor, and they're not told of it. Can you then eat? Can you eat on those kalim? So the whole machlokas is whether or not can you eat on kalim that aren't mitzvah either. It depends on whether or not you view whether or not you do Tfilas Kelim as a mitzvah or a matir. If it's a matir, it's matir. You can't, it seems to the Rambam, it's a matir. And you can't eat without being told about it. You say it's a mitzvah, you have to do it. If you ate on it, then maybe, but the mitzvah, you have to do it. Maybe that's where that whole book of mitzvah comes in, that the first time, you don't have to be told about it. You have to be told about it. The question, though, is whether it's, you know, whether it's, there's an Isser in Eden. Everyone seems to hold though that let's say but that the that let's say you used it, let's say you cooked in it without being told with it, that the food inside is not Isser. It's an issue on the clean, not on the food. It's not for kashrut, it's for this getting it out from the it's this metaphysical idea according to Yerushalmi. Okay, so let's use some of the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Halo Keyat Kli Tashmish Min Obi Kakodim. Someone who buys a Kli that's used for Zuda, Kli Tashmish, Homachloks what Kli Tashmish is, Minak Obi Kakodim, Esha Darko Lahatio. So you buying this, first of all, the Mishnah is also going to talk about Hazala, Kasher. So talk about Kasher. So I'll call it Kasher, Kasher, and Ovi, Kachavim, Esher, Dark, Lahatvil, a Kli that's used that you can be Machsher it to do Tvila, meaning it's only used for Tzonein, it's used for cold, then Yatvil. The way it was used, that's how you Kasher it. Lahagil, if it's used, if it was used with boiling water, then Yagil, you have to do Hagala, put it in boiling water. Lilabdein, Ba'or, if it's used like a spit, it's used, I know, on fire. If you use on fire, then you lab him more. Then you have to do leave one. You have to, you know, do the blowtorch. Therefore, hashaput, this iron spit, I guess, that you would put shish kebab, and you would use it to roast, which is used by fire, the askala, and also some sort of metal utensil that they would roast meat on it, milabin ba'or. In order to kasher that, you have to do leave one. Right? Hasakin shafa vihi tahora. But the knife, which I guess we'll get to more to tomorrow, the knife you can shuffle, you can sort of like rub it on the stone, and it becomes taller. Okay, well, okay, that's tomorrow's after that. You'll have to deal with the knife tomorrow. If it was used in water, meaning it's only used for tzonein, the Rashi, eshadak lahadvil klomar kli haroy l'tayir b'tvila ein tzarof tikun acher. If it's a non-kosher utensil, it doesn't need any other type of tikkun. You can just do tefillah, and that's enough to kasher it, right? To go and cleish a tashmisha ayadei tzonen yatvi v'lok tzulo sir. A goyish utensil, right? You want to kasher it. You bought it from a goy. Not tefillah. It's just hagol. It's kasher and kegel now. It was only used for cold. It's something that's it's some sort of pitcher that you use to keep cold stuff in there. The only thing you need to kasher is to do tefillah. Go kibolo kapolto. The way it was used with Isser, that's how you get out of the Isser. So if it was only used with Tzonin, if it's Tzonin, there's no same time. There's no Blia. Just be told about it. Gemara says, the Mishnah is talking about Hagala, about Hefsher Kalim. Now comes the Gemara. I believe these are when they were used, they were used by the Goy. So I started off giving an introduction about Tzvilas Kalim. The Mishnah first talks about kashering the kelim. But if it's not used, you don't have to kasher it, but you still have to do tefillah. So Tana, our Mishnah, learned in a brisa, b'chulon, all these kelim that need either hagala or libun, besides that, tzrichin tefillah b'arba'im sa, they also need tefillah in arba'im sa'la. They also need tefillah. Minahan imili, where do I know that you need tefillah as well? Amarav, Rava, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, when they captured the kelim, the war against Midyan, Call Dabar Shayavova Ish, any that came by Ish, Tabiruva Ish, you have to put it in fire, and then it says Vitaher. Right? So what's the extra Vitaher? Hosit Lakha Kosuf Tahara Acheres. The Torah imposed upon you an extra Tahara. What's that extra Tahara? The extra Tahara is to put it in the mikvah. Right? So Tani Bakapara says, right, read the full pasuk. It says, Call Dabar Ashayavova Ish, Tabiruva Ish, Vitar, Ach Bime Nida Yitzchata. You just need tefillah. The Tani Bar Kapara, we talk to Amar, the end of the pasuk says, "Ach b'mei nida, shomei ani, mei nida." Right? If a nida wants to become tahora, shomei ani, shetzarich hazah shlishi usbi. You should have to sprinkle the kli on the third and fourth day. The same way that someone who's coming mace has to get hazah, so maybe these things also should get hazah. The Talmud Lomar, and the pasuk says, "Ach," and "Ach." Is a mute, comes the word ach cholik. So ach cholik. So the Gemara says, im kain, ma talmud lomad, mei nida. So what do I learn from the words mei nida? I need to put it in mei nida water. So the Gemara says, ma talmud, mei nida, mayim she nida tovelas ben ha'i omer arim sa. I must use a mikvah that's used by a woman to be mitar herself. Tosis points out, Mayas need the Kobelis. Apple God reviews Soggy Lahatio Matin Ubitsin Doris Midoraisa, you know, reviews enough the kasher little needles and stuff like that. Hayo Tfilas Tumah. That's when it comes to Tumah. But Tfilas Klimidjon, Kiddushu by them saw. You can't use the quote Mens Mikvah for the Kalim. Most of the Mikvahs we use now are regular Mikvahs. But it's the concept of a Mens Mikvah that is lying, which may be made of Mayim Shuvim. That's only for the Kanas Ezra to get rid of it. You can even use a Kishab Habib, you can probably use it for that. So you have the concept of a Mens Mikvah. That's no good. That's no good for Tfilas Kalim. You have to have a woman's Mikvah, which is what we use anyway. Most men use that anyway, but women's mikvah, Arvaim saw. Gemara continues. So now the Gemara says, why do I need b'taher and meinida, right? It's mikvah mikvah b'taher, it's mikvah meinida, meinida. Ikas of b'taher, if the Torah just wrote the words b'taher, hava mina b'taher koldehu, right? You don't need a full mikvah. Kas of rachman and meinida, the teachers say you need a full mikvah. And ikas of rachman and meinida, hava mina her of shemesh kenida, kas of rachman v'taher la'alter. You would thought you maybe need her of shemesh. The idea is Anida is Tovelos at night. But she's not Tahor till the next evening. She has to have Herev Shemesh after her Tzvila. So you report maybe you need Herev Shemesh for this Kalim as well. That's what the class of Rachman L'Taher, the word L'Taher, come teach me that it's Tamei L'Alter. Immediately after the Tzvila of the Kalim, it's Tahor. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barabua, Afilu Kalim Chadoshim B'mashma. Even, this is what you're talking about, Simcha. Even brand new utensils that were never used by a guy, they still need tvila. Dehar, why? Yeshenim the libnon kichadoshim damu v'afilu hachi by tvila. Because if you have old utensils, right? The Gemara says you have old utensils that were used, and now you're going to kasha them. What you've done is you made them into brand new utensils. They're new, and you still need tvila afterwards. So if they were new to begin with, you need tvila. So even brand new utensils need tvila. So Amar. Amar Rab Nachman, Amar Rab Avua, Afilu Kedim. Okay, say that. So Mashi Flor of Chasius. E Hachi, if you talk about all brand new utensils, Afilu Zuza de Sarbalanami. So let's say I have these scissors that are used to cut the wool off of a goat. I bought those from a guy. I should use Mechayev to be told of them as well. The Gemara says, no. Amar Le Klei Seuda Amurin Parsha. The Pasuk is only talking about Klei Seuda, things that were used in the Suda. Rashi says, Klei Seuda Amurin Parsha. The Ksiv, Cold over shayavo be'esh, anything that goes into fire. The ain derech l'shtamish ayideya or elakenos of tzurchei tzuda. Only thing used by fire is tzurchei tzuda. Is that really true? The guy who makes the horseshoes uses fire. I don't know if that's true. Ubahonuk siv b'taher tzvila aval zuzah tzar below. The idea is that it's only clay suuda, right? So there's a major machlokus of what defines a clay suuda. It starts with a Mordechai in the beginning of Chulin. Right, the Mordechai takes up the question of a knife used to chef an animal, right? So is that you need to do tefilas kalim on the shechita knife? So it says one could argue that it's coming in direct contact with food, and therefore it's to be used for a meal. So therefore maybe you need tefila. But the Mordechai says no, that the knife for the food for slaughter does not need tefilas kalim. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kukchak Osei says sakin shel shechita. Yesh Misha Omish Ein Tzarech Tefila. There are those who say it does not need tefila. That's the Mordechai. However, the Ramah says V'yesh Cholchem. Those who argue, typical Ramah fashion, he's Machmir, and he says V'tovu V'bracha. Just like any time you have a suffix about tefila, so it's a suffix deoraisa. If you hold it suffix deoraisa, so he holds this as deoraisa. Suffix deoraisa l'chumra, you should be tovu it. The suffix deoraisa l'chakel, don't make the bracha, or you just tovu it with something else that does need a bracha. So. What do you learn from this? So there's a machlokes there also because of Shach and the Aruch HaShulchan. The Shach and Osir over there, he says that the Mordechai says that even after Shechita, you can't eat the animal. It's not something that's used there of Seuda. So the animal still has other things that has to be done to it until, right? So he says that the only utensils will come into contact with food in its final stage. That's what requires Tzvila, according to the Shach. So therefore, let's say you have something that's used to cut fruits or vegetables. Right, you have something you use to cook fruits or vegetables. That type of knife you would need tefila, but a knife that would be used to flay the hide off an animal or to remove feathers from a chicken, that wouldn't require tefila. What about a mixing bowl, like a mixing bowl or beaters? Right, so they're used in preparation for bread or cake, but it's not the final stage. So you have to cook it. So according to Shach's interpretation, that would not require tefila. and it's not used in the final stage of the food. But the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerodea Kuf Goth Os Lamed Hei, he argues differently. He says that the different reason why the Mordechai says that the knife does not, you don't need to be looked. He says that because the knife is, you can kill the animal anyway. The knife is just something that's used for religious obligation, right? It's just used to fill, to do shkita. It has nothing to do with food preparation. It has nothing to do with preparing the food. You use the knife in order to prepare the mitzvah shkita. And without the mitzvah shkita, you can't eat. But it's not preparing the food. It's just a food, it's food preparation. So, but according to this, though, beaters and mixers may be chayav tefillah because they're actually used in preparing the food. That's just the machlokus and what's considered a kli suda. Okay, so the Gemara continues. So the Gemara asks, right? The Gemara said the kli suda. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuha, lo shanu ela bilikuchin ukemaisa shahaya. It only applies to cases of where you bought the kalim from the guy, like the Maisha Shahaya, but they switched Rishuyos, where you acquired them. Abal Sha'ulim Lo, but if they're borrowed kalim from a guy, then you don't need to do tzila. Tosas points out, very important. Tosas says, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, the Rashbam, Yisrael Shasholat Kli Yisrael Chaveir's Kami Obit Chavim. I bought the Kli from a guy, and now you borrow it from me, right? And you borrow from me, right? Sarah Tzvila, you would still need to be told before you can use it. Ah, it's borrowed. But when it came into my hands, the purchaser's hands, it was Chayav Tzvila. Came at Shavuot, they feel Tzvila beyond Yisrael Rishon. That's what's very important. So if you're borrowing Kalim from a Jew, you have to make sure it was Tzvila. Because there's no Tzvila, you have to be told before you use it. Okay? I'm not going to talk to you. But this is why Yosef Zabin Menam, the margin of Chavim. He bought some sort of a utensil that was made from dung and dirt. The sober latvila, and he thought he'd have to be told it. Amalei ahumi rabbanu rabbi Yitzchak Shmei the demon parsha made Rav Yochanan claim a tachas amur but parsha. No, this is made of dung. You don't have to be told that. You have to be told you only have to be told metal utensils, right? Because it says zahav and kesef, all those things. You only have to be told metal utensils. Amar Rav Ashi, hani kli zechuchis, these glass utensils, hovel b'ki nishtabru lehen yish takana. If you break them, you can fix them. So to like metechos, you can fix them. Claim a tachlos dummy, they're also like claim a tachlos, and therefore they need tefillah. Most people hold that is because it's that is only that's the din the rabbanah. Yeah, you can put it back together. Rashi says, "Shechuchi shenishvayir wo lahatiko lasos kli." I guess with a pottery, if it kind of breaks, and you put it back together, it doesn't really go back together. That almost comes all jagged. You put it back in the fire, and you put it back together. So kunya, right? Kunya is some sort of this comes from the concept of things that are lined. Kunya, which is some sort of clay ferris that's lined with lead, and lead's a metal, and therefore it'd be chayav tefillah. Right? It's a homophobic about other things, like aluminum foil, other things like that. These are alloys that they didn't have any didn't know of in the times of the Gemara. But kunya, tzigabar rabakab rabina, charam tibaso, charam tibasofo, the hilt tibasofo. Question is whether it's made with the clay ferris, and then it's lined. And then it's made with something that's from tefillah, and it's lined with something that has tefillah. So if you go according to what's the initial ingredient or the second ingredient, and the hilchos of kesofo, that would the Gemara see also, and therefore it would need tefillah. Tosos just points out, right, kesofo, that's only if the lining is on the part of the tefillah that's used for food. But if the lining is only on the bottom, then it doesn't make a difference. Tosos says, about in the pupim b'chutz, then ain't shvichel tefillah came in the emes tamshim and derech hamatecha. The tefillah udom umir parsha haimishem mishtamshim. You have to use it. So it's only lined on the bottom. You wouldn't need tefillah. Okay. Ibai Lul, they ask a question. Mashkanta mai. A guy leaves a mashkon by a Jew, a kli. The Jew wants to use the kli. What's the halacha? Amamar bar of Ashi. Abba mashkein may open chavim kasa the kaspa. A guy left over as collateral a mashkon with that was some sort of a silver cup. The Atzlei Ashlibei, and he was tovelin to drink by it. The Lo Yadan, I didn't know. Imishu Dekasav Mashkanta Zidi Dami. Maybe he holds an Amashkon like a purchase, and therefore it's Chayiv. Imishu Dekasav Overcoming Back to Ashlibei, or he knew that the guy was in default of the loan, and therefore became his, and he had him tovelin. So he wasn't sure. And Rashi said, Tosa says, Kavim Lo Ishit Matvilo Mashkanta Lo Bracha. That's not Bracha. You don't know for sure. So you have to be tovelin without a Bracha. What about, this is very important over here also, what about
the Tosfos the Baran says about the mashkin tefila over kachavim. If you're mashkin tefila to a guy, the chazer upada ain't tzarich tefila. You don't need tefila if you can't get back from them. But what about if you sell your chametz to a guy and you make a mistake in the shtar and you don't sell just the chametz in the pot, but you actually sell the pots? So I heard that there was a mitzvah that happened in Bnei Brak once. The Chazal Nisim noticed it on the shtaros. Instead of selling the actual pots, he made everybody be told the kalim at the pesach because you were buying it back from a guy. Be very careful. The shtar nefira has to only say that you're selling the chametz that's in the pot, not the pot itself. Because on the buyback, if you're buying it from a guy, it's a real nefira. Makes sense. If you hold it to your mechira from your chametz, it's your mechira. Tana Rabbanon, halotzeiach kli tashmish shemayi over kavim. You're buying these kli tzuda from the goy. V'dvarim shelo nishtamash behen. If the goy never used them, matbilon behen torah. Like I said, simply you have to be told them and they're torah. D'varim shelo nishtamash behen like tzonan. Things that were used with cold water. Kikon kosos v'kikonos. These cups and these canteens with sluchlios and some of these bowls. Matichon. You just pour water on them and that's fine. U'matbilon and you're told them behen torah. These other things that are used, these like pots that are used with water, then you have to do hagala, umad bilan, and then you betovel them, the hain torim. Or they use fire, so then shtapudim, right? These spits, right? Baha es kalios, these other things are used on fire. Milavdan umad bilan hain torim. You have to do libun, and then you tovel them. Question is whether it's the order of ma'akid. Right, it says magilam umatvilam mehin torim. So Tosfos says the order is not ma'akev. Right, it says lav dafka magil be'akar kap yatvil elafilam magil bereisha. It's fine, but the Ran and the Rashi, they say no, that it has to be. There's an order. There is an order. It makes sense if you say basically Rishami that take it out from the tumah of the goy and bring it into the Tosfos Yisrael. So then if you tovel them when they're still not kosher, it's like tovel b'sheret to the other. What does it do? So first you have to kosher them and then you're tovel them. Okay, let's go a little further. The kulon, all these kalim shenstashmen, actually yakim shloyagim shloyabin, tani chad aser machlokus. You didn't do these things. Are they aser? Betani idach mutter. Right. So what's the story? Let's say I didn't kasha them. Can I use them? So lo kasha. One says yes. One says no. Lo kasha. How can the amar nosen tam kam aser? How can the amar nosen tam kam mutter? Depends whether you hold nosen tam kam is aser or nosen tam kam mutter. If nosen tam kam is mutter, so these things are most probably not used the past 24 hours. So therefore, you have a mitzvah, you're supposed to cleanse them, and maybe it's only during the Rabbanan, but if you use them, it's nothing costs them, because everything was Noshin Kam of Kam. Ulaman da Amr, Noshin Kam of Kam, Mutter, but according to the Man da Amr, says that Noshin Kam of Kam is Mutter, Guli Obi Kam, Noshin Kam of Kam, Noshin Kam of Kam. So how do you have a case? How do you have a case? What's the case where you have to do, where you have to kasha the, you have to kasha? What is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Aser, by Klay Nidjo? If Noshin Kam of Kam is, if they're not, so Amr Kriya, Brezim Huna, Lo Asa Torah, Ela Kedei Rabas Yoma. The Torah says that only, you're not allowed to use Caleb that go use that day. The lab knows the kalakambu, because that knows the kalakambu, right? And therefore, what? So everything else, we can't the elah for going forward, it should all be good. So, no, the zero, the deir, shayna basiyom, shayna deir basiyom. All types of hefsir kalim, apparently, of things that haven't been used for 24 hours, or minas laila, according to Rashi and Ben Tam, it's only within the Rabbanah. The Gemara says, Ida, according to the Shita who's holding and says that knows the kalakambu is usr, so you can say that the how do you know that you have to be tovel all other things? Maybe the Torah is only talking about us in the pasuk. It's only talking about today or Vasiyomo. And what it says, Vasiyomo nami mitzvam gama. He holds that even in a thing you use today, it's also releases gam. You don't need it 24 hours. And therefore, if you kasher in nosen tam gam, you still have to kasher those kalim. There's a lot more to discuss about tefilas kalim, but we didn't have the time. Anyway, have a good day.